You're listening to the Kings of the Ring Podcast Network.
President Ronald Reagan enters the media room to great fanfare as he's greeted by a room full of flashbulbs. Vice President George Bush follows as a procession of visitors awaits. But there's one in this lineup who stands above all the rest, literally. The 6'6", 285-pound Thor Hansen, in his full American Viking regalia, replete with horned helmet and large red cape, drawing all eyes to him. Despite being led by his handlers to another group, President Reagan marches straight to the mighty Thor with hand extended. Thor nervously receives his handshake.
"It's an honor to meet you, sir. I mean, Mr. President."
President Reagan says,
"Well, the honor is all mine, Thor. But I have to say, we could have used you and Rambo against the Sandinistas."
Reagan's chief of staff, Jim Baker, and all the other sycophants compete over who can laugh the hardest.
"Come on, Thor."
Reagan turns to face the cameras as the throngs of photographers snap off pictures of the two. Okay, that's enough. Hello, everybody. This is Steve Tatai, writer of Kings of the Ring, with a very special announcement. The latest book in the Kings of the Ring saga is available right now. Kings of the Ring 1985, The Price. Covering Season 4, Episodes 31 through 40, is exclusively on Amazon. Visit your country's Amazon and search Kings of the Ring 1985, or go to the King's website at kingsotr.com/book. That's lowercase book for a direct link to your country's Amazon. The prior three books are all on sale too, if you don't have the entire collection, but Book 4, The Price, is here now. Like all the books, this has multiple deleted scenes that were not in the podcast, and an overall novelized version of the show like you just heard at the top. But you'll read scenes like Hercules at the bar drinking his woes away while Tommy Aloha tries to cheer him up, the actual match between Apollo Samson and Gabriel Angel versus Brick Sawyer and Target Warren, where the, quote, shooting took place, and scenes like this from page 83. A long, hulking Cadillac pulls up the back parking lot at the Omni in Atlanta, and out steps a man who hasn't been down here in years, Crusher Krawcheck. Wrestlers young and old see Crusher walk in and greet him, while some, too intimidated, step back, hoping he doesn't make eye contact and kick their ass or something. But he's not there to talk to them. He's there to talk to Outlaw Jesse James. Jesse turns around with a big smile.
"Crusher Krawcheck, how you doing, Hoss?"
"I've seen better days, Jesse."
Jesse recalls all he's heard about Crusher's tough times.
"Yeah, I reckon so."
"Let me get down to it. I'm looking for work. Crenshaw's been calling me every day to work Wild Wrestling. He's been trying to get me there for 10 years, but I can't do that gaga buffoonery shit. A dozen managers, always interfering, schmaz finishes, ridiculous gimmicks. It's all too much, and I'm at the end of my rope. The wrestling business is shrinking, and I might not have a choice."
He looks up into Jesse's eyes, pleading.
"Don't make me have to work there. Bring me in with Donnie finished. You could use another top guy."
Jesse looks around and rubs the back of his neck.
"As you know, we took on the Heartland guys, and after the money we spent on buying the territory, the cash is kind of tight. Couldn't afford to keep everybody, so we sort of had to pick and choose who to bring down, and, well, we're trying to push some of these new young cats."
And that's it for now. If you want to read the rest, you're going to have to buy the book. But order your books now and have a handy reference manual as you listen to the show. And it also makes a great gift for your friends who just can't get into this podcast thing or are technologically impaired. Or the best reason, if you have a wrestling fan friend who is deaf or hard of hearing, now they can finally enter the Kingsverse. But again, the newest book, Kings of the Ring 1985, The Price, is available exclusively on Amazon right now.